And we are back. Rush to Reason. And this part of it, we actually do drive radio as well because we do car reviews on a weekly basis. And this is that time where we do it. Richard, talk to us about a vehicle that you're actually still at tail end of right now for another day. But talk to us about the car you're driving right now.
Yeah, that's what we've got, a 2025 Toyota 4Runner. And this is, again, we reviewed the, actually, we reviewed a similar version of this vehicle a few weeks ago, Dad. I think that one was the TRD, or no, actually, that was the limited model, which actually had the third row. This one is the Trail Hunter, and it doesn't have the third row, but it's got a lot of the aftermarket accessories that you would want on this vehicle, Dad, right? It's got, you know, I'm not going to go through the litany, but I'll just say this. You can buy this vehicle, Dad, straight from the lot and drive it pretty much wherever you want to go, even here in Colorado, whatever you want to do. You have the capability and the flexibility to do that. This vehicle, again, we'll just kind of go over some of the basics. It starts out about $43,000. The Trail Hunter, the one that we drove, is kind of the top of the line, about $69,000 for a 4Runner. But again, folks, this is something where you can buy it and you don't really have to do a whole lot to it. You can literally just buy it and you keep going and you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to touch it. This has got the iForce Max engine in it, Dad, which for those that know Toyota is their hybrid, well, the hybrid powertrain, you know, turbocharged. I think it's a turbocharged four-cylinder, if I'm not mistaken. It runs ridiculously well at our altitude. I'll just say it. This car gets up and goes. And for those of you that know 4Runners of old, that was one of our biggest complaints, and it always has been one of our biggest complaints. They just tended to not run very well. They've changed that, Dad. This thing runs phenomenal. It's kind of cool. The kids like it. This piece, again, because it's a Trail Hunter, has the snorkel that comes out, right? So you can go through that, you know, 3 foot of water, 2 foot of water, whatever it is, and the engine can still breathe and can still do the things that you want to do. And so you can hear the turbo kind of, you know, spool up and then spit out. And, I mean, it's just kind of some fun stuff there. Outside of that, Dad, it's really nice on the interior. Again, if you've seen one of these vehicles, folks, you've seen most of them. They don't do a whole lot of changes on there. This has got the JBL speaker system, and you can pull out the speaker and kind of have it as a Bluetooth option, which is really, really great. As far as it's got some storage underneath the third row there. It's got a roof rack on top of it. It's got some aftermarket accessories. My biggest negative for this car, Dad, is more of just functionality and for a family, you know, with children and stuff, is that back row just doesn't have a whole lot of space. I'm not even talking the third row, right?
Right.
I'm talking
the second row.
You know my kiddos. They're, well, one of them's pretty tall. One of them's kind of about average as far as, you know, their age group goes. And I've got to scoot the seat up for both of them, to be honest with you, in order for both of them.
Meaning
to
it's
fit.
Probably and not more. It's, I mean, there'll be people buying this that convince the wife that it's the family vehicle and let's go buy this vehicle and off we go. But probably more of somebody that would be looking to store gear and things like that in the back and not necessarily people is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I mean, I know that I do know some people that have this car, and a lot of families have this car, and they actually really enjoy it, right? They enjoy driving, and they just make do because they like the 4Runner and they like what it is. And don't get me wrong, Dad, there's a lot of, I'm just going to call it, 4Runner purists.
Yep,
out there that they love them, or Toyota purists, I should say.
Right.
And for good reason, folks. You see, we've got several people that we know. One of them's got like 295,000 miles on a 2007, right? And it's still running like a dream. I mean, they just put a little bit of work into it, and it keeps going.
Right.
That is what they're known for. And so some people swear by that, Dad. Just for me, as a family, it was hard to, you know, kind of put more than two kids in the back seat. And even then, if you've got a car seat that's rear facing, maybe a newborn, maybe one of those bigger booster seats that some of you have seen out there, I just would struggle putting them in that on a regular basis. I would just get frustrated because it's always going to be ramming into the seat in front of you, whatever it might be.
Right.
Outside of that, Dad.
Well, one last thing, though, and I know this is I get it. This is a particular vehicle where it's got old man Emu suspension and it's got a lot of extra gear, racks and so on. And I get that. And I understand all of that stuff costs money. And I'm not trying to negate that. I did that in my own businesses for years. So I understand that full well, Richard, as you know. But here comes the but for all of you listening. And Toyota, I know you're going to listen as well. Here's my but. You could go buy a full-sized vehicle for the same price as this. I get it, the capability and what you're getting in the 4Runner and all that, I fully understand, and it's probably really unique in that particular way, but it's $70,000, Richard.
Well, I was going to say, there's some larger SUVs, right, and then we won't name them, but that you can go out and buy, Dad, for a little bit more money, and you have a lot more room. right? You know, for a family.
Right.
And you could argue in some cases, maybe not quite as capable, right? You know, in the most purest sense of the word, but still very capable nonetheless, right?
Right.
And that's something I'm with you. And I was just going to say that is the price point on it for me is a little bit steep. However, some of you may look at it and say, Richard, John, it's a Toyota. I mean, love it. You know, that's a fair price for a car. You know, I'm gonna never own it. I'm not gonna buy a car for 20 years. Well, then in that case, you know that it may work for them. But that was just one of the negatives that
I
had.
For those of you listening, you know, and I'm not exaggerating. This vehicle, the base price of a Trail Hunter 4Runner, is in TRD Pro is the same, so they're very similar as far as that goes. $67,400. So by the time you get this thing equipped out, you're well over 70 grand.
Well, and why I will say this, one thing that Toyota's done nicely, Dad, and because I've got the window stickers here in front of me, this car, because they basically put the options and stuff on it, there's not a whole lot of customization that can be that needs to be done.
Correct.
Now, you can add some different accessories and some things like that, so
right.
I don't think you'd be tipping the scales on this, you know, mid-70s or there.
No, you're going to be right at that probably 70K mark when you're done.
Absolutely it is. So again, is that something that would deter you? You have to be the judge. It's just something that we obviously want to make note of because it matters, right? It matters to a lot of people. And so outside of that, Dad, love the car. Driving it, it's got this kind of greenish, bluish color that honestly in the right light looks really, really cool. And you know, kind of saw it there. The looks of it, the Trail Hunter, Dad, with the, I think it's got Toyo tires on it, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see here. Yep, Toyo tires on it. Just good-looking car. They've done a phenomenal job. Not sure on some of those other things, but you know what? That's for you to judge. And so if you do that, folks, head to your local, you know, Toyota dealer. I think they have some of these on lots now. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.